Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Thursday class, June 2nd, 2022, 1 John.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John 3. We are halfway through verse 6. Verse 6 is very important. The first half, we have the winner believer living the spiritual life, walking in the light. The second half of the verse, we have a loser believer living in the cosmic system and walking in darkness. So we have the contrast in verse 6. In preparation to worship our Lord, let's pray. Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you in this intensified stage of the angelic conflict, you have graciously provided for us a unique spiritual life and divine power to live that life. And we thank you, sir, for the preservation of the canon of Scripture, the eternal and absolute truth of your word. That manna from heaven that enables us to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that in the very short time while we are here, we might glorify Thee. And as we assemble this evening to fellowship in the Word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 1 John 3, let's start the corrected translation at verse 1. Consider how great, how wonderful, how glorious a love, virtue love, the Father, God the Father, has given to us that we should be called the children of God. And we are the children of God. And therefore, the world, that is, people living in the cosmic system, they do not understand us. They don't understand believers living the spiritual life. Why? Because they did not understand Him, Jesus Christ. Verse 2, Beloved, now we are the children of God, students under the authority and training of God. And what we will be has not yet been revealed, but we know that when He appears, the rapture, we shall be like Him. Our resurrection body will be similar to the resurrection body of our Lord Jesus Christ, because we shall see Him just as He is. Verse 3, And everyone, referring to the spiritually mature believer, who keeps on having and holding this hope, hope 3, in Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, keeps on purifying himself, just as that unique person, the Lord Jesus Christ, is pure. Verse 4, Everyone who commits sin is also guilty of lawlessness. In fact, sin is lawlessness. Verse 5. Indeed, you know that he, that unique person, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, was revealed for the purpose that he might take away, remove, blot out our sins. In fact, there is absolutely no sin in him, the impeccability of Christ. And then verse 6, the first half, anyone who abides in him. And he is not sinning. Anyone who abides in him. John's key word, the Apostle John, is the verb meno. You'll never understand what John is teaching, and a lot of pastors don't understand what John is teaching, and most Christians don't understand what John is teaching, because they don't understand he is using this word meno, translated to abide, to remain, to reside. And it's a word that he uses to describe the believer living the spiritual life, living that unique spiritual life that was first of all given to Jesus Christ. The very first spiritual life was given to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then it was passed on to each one of us, because we're living in the intensified stage of the angelic conflict. The attack has shifted from the line of Christ and shifted away from Christ to the body of Christ. For the first time in all of human history, Satan's attack is on the body of Christ, every single believer. And therefore, we need special grace provision. And that special grace provision is the unique spiritual life. It only can be lived by divine power. When you are in the cosmic system, you have no divine power. When you're living in the cosmic system, you're living by the power of the sin nature and all of its lust patterns. You can't even see God. You can't even understand God, because you're walking in darkness. The cosmic system is darkness. Satan's kingdom is darkness. God is light. The spiritual life is light. When you're living in the spiritual life, you're walking in light. And the only hope that you have in this intensified stage of the angelic conflict is to live in the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and operate by God's power. So the verb here is meno, and when it says in verse 6, anyone who abides in him, meno, that is living the spiritual life just as the Lord Jesus Christ lived the spiritual life. He is not sinning. When you're living the spiritual life, you're not sinning. When you're living in the cosmic system, you are. So let's pull it together before we get to the second half. One, First John 3, verse 6, is amplifying and referring back to what John taught in 1 John 2, verses 3 through 6. First John 2, verse 3, John wrote, and by means of this we know that we have come to know him. Come to know God. Personal love for God the Father, occupation with Christ. If, here's the condition, if we obey his commandments, his mandates. Obeying the mandates is obeying the mandates. Keep on being filled with the Spirit. Obeying the mandate, walk by means of the Spirit. And you will not carry out the lust patterns of the sin nature. It's the commandment, stop grieving the Holy Spirit. It's the commandment, stop quenching the Holy Spirit. It's a commandment, grow up in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, if you're not obeying those commandments, then you don't know Him. You don't love God the Father. You do not have occupation with Jesus Christ. You're a liar. And there's a lot of Christians that say, how I love Jesus. They don't love Jesus. They don't love God. Because they are not obeying His mandates. His mandates to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. His mandate to be filled with the Spirit. His mandate to walk by the Spirit. His mandate to stop grieving the Spirit. Stop quenching the Spirit. Grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. His mandate to have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. A new command I give you, to love one another. Jesus Christ gave that command to us. That's the mandate, to love one another. That means the mandate to have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. Most Christians do not have virtue, love brought to completion in their heart. They have no personal love for God the Father, and therefore they impossible to have impersonal love for all. No occupation with Christ. You see, this is what John is teaching. John, well, this was the disciple that the Lord Jesus Christ loved the most. Loved to spend time with. Because John totally got what Jesus Christ was teaching. In fact, what we are studying here is the same thing Jesus Christ taught in the Gospels. The exact same thing. And who is the one that got it? John got it. And it's presented here. Unfortunately, most Christians don't get it. Most pastors don't get it. And by means of this, we know that we have come to know Him if we obey His commandments, His mandates. Verse 4. The one who keeps on contending or claiming that I know Him, I know God, personal love for God and occupation with Christ, but he does not obey His commands, His mandates, he's a liar. And the absolute truth of the Word of God is not in him. Verse 5. But if anyone keeps on observing, fulfilling, obeying His Word, the mandates of God's Word, then the love of God, virtue love, has truly been brought to completion in his heart. And by this we know that we are in Him, abiding in Him, living the spiritual life. Verse 6, the one who claims to abide in Him, in Christ, is obligated also himself to keep on walking, living the spiritual life, just as He, the Lord Jesus Christ, walked, lived the spiritual life. See, he's taught all this in 1 John 2. He's amplifying it now and going into greater detail in 1 John 3. He's going to go into even greater detail in 1 John 4. So you see, you just can't forget what he has taught, what we've gone through, all of this. If you don't have what we studied in 1 John 2, well, you'll be sitting there going, you'll have a wrinkled brow and look at me, and I don't want to see wrinkled brows. I'd rather just, you know. Two. Any church-age believer who is living the spiritual life as the Lord Jesus Christ lived the spiritual life, he's not sinning. Because you're living By the power of God, the Holy Spirit. You're filled with the Spirit. You're walking. You're living the spiritual life by the agency of God, the Holy Spirit. You are growing up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ from the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit. You're living in the light of the spiritual life. And you can see God and know God. Three, the spiritual life is the place of purity, virtue, integrity, honor. That's 1 John 3:3. Verse 3, and everyone, every spiritually mature believer who keeps on having and holding this hope, hope 3, in him, Jesus Christ, keeps on purifying himself just as that unique person, the Lord Jesus Christ, is pure. The spiritual life is the place of purity. The cosmic system is the place of degeneracy, interlocking systems of arrogance, interlocking systems of hatred. Four, no sinfulness occurs in the spiritual life. Five, therefore, the believer's decision to sin is also a decision to stop living the spiritual life and to take up residence in Satan's cosmic system. Therefore, the believer's decision to sin is also a decision to stop living the spiritual life and take up residence in Satan's cosmic system with all of its lust patterns. Point six, any decision to sin automatically removes the believer from the spiritual life. Any decision to sin automatically removes the believer from the spiritual life. Seven, he is no longer filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. He's no longer empowered by the Spirit. You have no divine power to live the spiritual life. So he is no longer filled with the Spirit, empowered by the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. He's no longer walking, that is living the spiritual life by the Spirit. Galatians 5:16. He's no longer walking in the light. Now he's walking in darkness. Now he is in the cosmic system. And in the cosmic system, you are grieving the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30, you're quenching the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19, you have no divine power. Impossible for you to live the spiritual life. Eight, we choose from our own free will, our own volition, to stop living the spiritual life. And how do you do that? By saying yes to temptation from the sin nature. Temptation is not a sin in and of itself, but when you say yes to it, it becomes sin by your own free will. We choose from our own free will to stop living the spiritual life by saying yes to temptation from our sin nature. Nine, living the spiritual life, the believer is subject to lots of temptations from the sin nature, but temptation is not sin. Living the spiritual life, walking in the light, filled with the Spirit, empowered by the Spirit, walking, living the spiritual life by the power of the Spirit, you're going to be subject to lots of temptations from the sin nature, but temptation is not a sin. You don't rebound temptations. If you did that, that's all you'd be doing. You wouldn't have time to do anything else. 10. You can be tempted while you're living the spiritual life. You can be tempted. You will be tempted while you're living the spiritual life. But when you're living the spiritual life, your free will says no to the temptation. When you're living the spiritual life, your volition says no to the temptation. And therefore, you're not sinning. And if you haven't figured it out by now, life's too short to keep saying yes to temptation. We're not here very long. I know when I was younger, and I thought, geez, this time goes so damn slow. Especially when I had a test coming up. It seemed like time went so slow. Now, seems like time is on light speed. And I can already see the light at the end of the tunnel. And it's great. Fantastic. But life is too short to be saying yes to temptation from your sin nature and getting into Satan's cosmic system. We're not here that long. Redeem the time. Make the most of the time that God's given you. Walk in the light. Learn to say no to temptation and live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. 11. Your volition guards the gate of your soul. And you keep on living the spiritual life and walking in the light by simply saying no to the temptation. And therefore, you are not sinning. Your volition guards the gate of your soul, and you keep on living the spiritual life. You keep on walking in the light by the power of the Spirit by simply saying no to the temptation. And therefore, you are not sinning. 12. No sin is committed while you're filled with the Spirit, empowered by God the Holy Spirit, living the spiritual life. No sin is committed while you're empowered by God the Holy Spirit, filled with the Spirit, living the spiritual life, walking by the agency of the Spirit. Thirteen, all sin is committed outside the spiritual life by your own free will, saying yes to temptation. All sin is committed outside the spiritual life by your own free will, saying yes to temptation. Fourteen, living the spiritual life, the believer's soul, is controlled by God the Holy Spirit, divine power. The only way you can live this spiritual life is by divine power, the power of the Spirit of God, the power of the Word of God in your heart. However, outside the spiritual life, the old sin nature controls the soul. And now you're walking in darkness. Now you're living in Satan's cosmic system. However, outside the spiritual life, the old sin nature controls the soul, the believer is walking in darkness, you're living in Satan's cosmic system. And when you're walking in the dark, you can't see God, you can't know God, you're walking in darkness. Satan's kingdom is a kingdom of darkness. God's kingdom is a kingdom of light. God is light. God the Holy Spirit is God. And when you're filled with the Spirit, you have light. When you have the light of the Word of God in your heart from living the spiritual life, it enables you to see God, the plan of God, the will of God, the grace of God. And when you live outside the spiritual life and the old sin nature controls the soul, living in Satan's cosmic system, now the believer takes on the characteristics of the cosmic system. Now you are learning from a different mentor. Your mentor now is Satan. And when Satan is your mentor, you function just like Satan does. What was the first strategy that we studied in the strategies of the devil? Satanic strategy. Lies and deception. When you're living in the cosmic system, your mentor is not God the Holy Spirit. Your mentor is Satan. And it's obvious because you live just like your mentor. Your MO now is lying to people. Lying to people that love you. Lying to people that you, if you had any spiritual life, would tell the truth to. Now your life is a life of lies and deception, and you deceive the people around you. You deceive other believers. Because your mentor is a liar. John 8:44. Satan is the liar and the father of all lies. When you're living in the cosmic system, you're living, your MO is that of your mentor. And your mentor is not God. Your mentor is Satan. And you're living just like he does. Lies and deception. Anyone who abides, meno. We had it a lot in chapter 2. It was so long ago for some of you, you forgot. Some of you may, those pages might have turned yellow and disintegrated by now. Anyone who abides in Him, living the spiritual life as Jesus Christ lived the spiritual life. He's not sinning. All right, let's take this again. One, the abiding life, meno. The abiding life is marked by obedience to Christ's commands. The abiding life is marked by obedience to Christ's commands. 1 John 2, 3-6. 2. The abiding life is living the spiritual life just as the Lord Jesus Christ lived the spiritual life in His true humanity. The abiding life is living the spiritual life just as the Lord Jesus Christ lived the spiritual life in His true humanity. 1 John 2:6. The one who claims to abide in Him, in Christ, is obligated also himself to keep on walking, living the spiritual life, just as He, the Lord Jesus Christ, walked, lived the spiritual life. So the abiding life is living the spiritual life just as the Lord Jesus Christ lived the spiritual life in His true humanity. 1 John 2:6. 3. The abiding life is obedience to the mandates of the mind of Christ, the Word of God. You see, the Word of God is the mind of Christ, the voice of the Spirit. The abiding life is obedience to the mandates of the mind of Christ. Mandates to be filled with the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18. Mandates to walk by the Spirit, Galatians 5:16. Mandates for consistent and faithful metabolization of Bible doctrine, 2 Peter 3:18. To grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. Mandates to have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. A new mandate I give to you, love one another. John 13, John 15, 1 John 3:23. We got that coming up at the end of this chapter. There's a phase one mandate in 1 John 3:23 to believe in Jesus Christ. That's for the whole world. A mandate for the whole world to believe in Jesus Christ. And then for those who believe in Jesus Christ, a phase two mandate, love one another. That's the mandates. Love one another. Phase two mandate. That's 1 John 3:23. We'll be getting there. I'm in 1 John 4 in my studies, but we'll get there. You'll get there. The rapture doesn't occur. And it could occur. I admit. I have no idea why we're still here now, but we are. But I don't know the day or the hour, neither do you. But God has the perfect timing, and it'll take place at the exact right time. Frankly, I hope the rapture is after we all die. I don't want any of you to miss out on blessing greater than any blessing you've had in time. Greater grace blessings are phenomenal. Dying grace is better than that. Dying grace is better than greater grace. I don't want you to miss out on dying grace. Four, by obeying the mandates of the mind of Christ to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, the believer comes to know Him, comes to know God the Father, personal love for God the Father, and occupation with Jesus Christ. 1 John 2, verse 3. And by means of this, we know that we have come to know Him. Personal love for God the Father and occupation with Christ. If we obey His commandments, if we obey His mandates. So by obeying the mandates of the mind of Christ to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, the believer comes to know Him. Personal love for God the Father, occupation with Christ. Five, the believer who claims to know the Lord Jesus Christ but does not obey His mandates to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, he is a liar, and the absolute truth of the Word of God is not in him. And that's verse 4. 1 John 2:4. The one who keeps on contending and claiming that I know Him, personal love for God the Father, occupation with Christ, but does not obey His commands, he's a liar. And the absolute truth of the Word of God is not in him. So the believer who claims to know the Lord Jesus Christ but does not obey His mandates to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, he is a liar. And the absolute truth of the Word of God. And the Word of God is absolute truth. When you're living in the cosmic system, all Satan offers is lies, not truth. Lies. Six. However, the believer who keeps on obeying the mandates of the mind of Christ, the Word of God, to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, then virtue love has truly been brought to completion in his heart. 1 John 2:5. But if anyone keeps on observing, fulfilling, obeying His Word, the mandates of God's Word, then the love of God, virtue love, has truly been brought to completion in his heart. And by this we know that we are in Him, living the abiding life. But the believer, so point six, but the believer who keeps on obeying the mandates of the mind of Christ to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, then virtue love has truly been brought to completion in his heart. And that is the ultimate objective of why we're here. That's why you're here. To have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. That is the ultimate objective in the short time while we're here. Seven. By virtue love being brought to completion in our hearts, we realize, appreciate, and understand that we are living the abiding life. The spiritual life by the spiritual skills. By virtue love being brought to completion in our hearts, we realize, appreciate, and understand that we are living the abiding life, meno, the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. We have that great motivational virtue, personal love for God the Father, that motivates impersonal love for all. And we have occupation with Jesus Christ because he's made himself at home in our hearts. When he makes him, Jesus Christ makes himself at home in your heart, well, you have the light of Bible doctrine. You have the light of the filling of the Spirit. You see him. You enjoy him moment by moment, day by day. Fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's your most important love. And for you to live as Christ. That's your life. For you to live as Christ. And to die as prophet. And as you sit there, you each one evaluate that in your own soul. Is for you, is living Christ? If not, then this is an encouragement to you to get going. It's not time. Life's too short. You're going to turn around one of these days and you're not going to be here anymore. Eight, the believer who claims to be living the abiding life is obligated to walk just as Jesus Christ walked. To live the spiritual life as Jesus Christ lived the spiritual life. And that's 1 John 2:6. The one who claims to abide in him, in Christ, is obligated also himself to keep on walking, living the spiritual life, just as he, the Lord Jesus Christ, walked, lived the spiritual life. So the believer who claims to be living the abiding life is obligated to walk just as Jesus Christ walked, live the spiritual life as Jesus Christ lived the spiritual life. Nine. Sin has no part in the abiding life, the spiritual life, at all. Sin has no part in the abiding life, the spiritual life, at all. So the first half of verse 6 in corrected translation, anyone who abides in him, living the abiding life, living the spiritual life as the Lord Jesus Christ lived the spiritual life. He is not sinning. Now, as we get ready, just three things to get us ready for the second half. One, in the first half of verse 6, we have, you may not have this down, for a lot of you, for some of you, not for a lot of you, for some of you, when I take the time to put Greek up here or Hebrew up here, you kind of just check out. Well, frankly, if you think this is not important when I take the time to do this, then check out, please. check out the door. I'll even help you out the door. There are lots of churches where they never mention any of the original languages. None. Go to them. Go to them and emote with each other and all the things that go on. Why do I take the time to do this? Because God, the Holy Spirit's the one that put it down. It's absolute truth. And God, the Holy Spirit, wants you to get absolute truth. Not a translation or somebody's distortion of a translation. He wants you to get absolute truth. So, in the first half of verse 6, we have pas, ha, menon, and auto. When you have pos with an articular participle, well, pen won't write over there. When you have pos with an articular participle, as we have here, it's, you translate it, anyone who abides. Anyone who abides in him. So we have pos, ha, menon, and auto. Anyone who abides in him. That's the believer living the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. Now, point two. In the second half of verse 6, we have pos, ha, hamartanon. And this is the P-A-S, pos, and this is the article, and this is the participle, so it's an articular participle. I tell you. Silver-tongued orator that I am here. Pas ha hamartanon is anyone who sins. So pas ha menon en auto, anyone who abides in him, living the abiding life, spiritual life. Now we have pas ha hamartanon, anyone who sins. This is believer living in the cosmic system. So we are contrasting believer living the spiritual life, the abiding life, first half, pas ha menon en auto, with the believer living in the cosmic system. Pas ha hamartanon. So point three, so verse 6 is contrasting the believer living the spiritual life with the believer living in the cosmic system. It's contrasting a believer walking in light with the believer walking in darkness. All right, now, whosoever sinneth hath not seen him. This is the adjective pas, plus the articular present active participle of hamartano, plus the perfect of the verb horao, with the objective negative uk, and the accusative singular of autos. And again, the adjective pas, P-A-S, the adjective pos means all, any, every. Arntin Gingrich, the Greek lexicon, page 637, says that when pos is used with the articular participle, as it is in our verse, it should be correctly translated everyone who, anyone who, or whoever. Referring to believers living their life in the cosmic system. And that we covered in 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17. 1 John 2, verse 15. Stop loving the cosmic system, the world, nor the things in the cosmic system. If anyone keeps on loving the world, the cosmic system, then the love of God, virtue love, absolutely is not in him. absolutely has not been brought to completion in his heart. 1 John 2:5. Verse 16, because everything that is in the cosmic system, the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the arrogant manner of life, absolutely is not from the Father, God the Father, but is from the cosmic system. Verse 17, in fact, the cosmic system and its lusts will pass away, but the one who carries out, executes the will of God, 1 John 3:23, keeps on living forever, abiding with God forever. Okay, hamartano. H-A-M-A-R-T-A-N, long O, hamartano. Hamartano literally means to miss the mark. It's missing the mark of God's absolute righteousness. That's the perfect standard in the essence of God, His absolute righteousness. And therefore, it is the verb to sin. The articular participle is substantival. It functions as a noun. It's correctly translated, anyone who sins, this is the believer living in the cosmic system. The pas ha-menon is the believer living the abiding life, living the spiritual life. Now it's pas ha-hamartanon, the believer living in the cosmic system. And then we have the verb hora'o. H-O-R-A long O. Hora'o. All right, let's get some points on hora'o. One, hora'o literally refers to the sense of perception, and it means to see, to catch sight of, to notice. That's, we get our word horizon from this. To see, to catch sight of, to notice. That's literally. Point two, figuratively, it is used of mental and spiritual perception. To notice, to recognize, to understand. But what do we have with hora'o? The objective negative ouk. O-U-C-H. That's ouk, not ouch. Ouk. The objective negative ouk is very important. It slams the door. Three, the believer living in the cosmic system is walking in darkness. He has spiritual blindness. You cannot see. You cannot see God. You cannot see Jesus Christ. You cannot see grace. You cannot see truth. The believer living in the cosmic system is now overtaken by darkness, spiritual blindness. For he is blinded to him, autos, to the Lord Jesus Christ. You're walking in darkness, you can't see the Lord Jesus Christ. You're now learning from the mentor of the cosmic system. You now have a new mentor. Your mentor is no longer God or the Word of God, the mind of Christ. Now your mentor is Satan. And your MO will be similar to his MO. Five, the believer living in the cosmic system does not appreciate who and what the Lord Jesus Christ is. It's not a big deal to the believer living in the cosmic system. He's too involved in interlocking systems of arrogance, self-centered. He's too impressed with himself and who and what he is and what he can do. He's operating in interlocking systems of hatred, antagonism toward God and the Word of God, Bible doctrine. And so the believer living in the cosmic system does not appreciate who and what Jesus Christ is. Six, He doesn't appreciate what the Lord did for him on the cross. I am totally overwhelmed at what the Lord did for me on the cross. What He did for the whole world on the cross. And I come here every day and study, and I love to study. I really, nothing else matters in my life. But I also love to pray. And I spend more time in thanksgiving than ever before. Thanking God the Father for who and what He is. Thanking the Lord Jesus Christ for who and what He is and what He accomplished for me. And I don't deserve one damn thing. I don't deserve one blessing. Not one. But then neither do you. And all that you have and all that you are is because of the grace and power of God, not because of who and what you are. So the believer living in the cosmic system does not appreciate who and what the Lord Jesus Christ is. Sixth, he doesn't appreciate what the Lord did for him on the cross. Seven, there is no motivation to live the spiritual life when you're living in the cosmic system. Now your motivation is the lust patterns of your sin nature. There's no motivation to live the spiritual life when you're living in the cosmic system. If you're bored, you can leave. 8, these believers flunked the test of the communion service as well. We got that, by the way. This Sunday is communion. These believers flunked the test of the communion service. They have no intensified fellowship with Jesus Christ. They have no personal love for Jesus Christ. They have no occupation with Christ. They cannot remember Christ as the command is given by our Lord. Do this in remembrance of me. Why? Because they're living in Satan's cosmic system. Ritual without reality is meaningless. Anyone who sins is not seeing Him, Jesus Christ. He's blinded to Christ. He's living in the darkness of the cosmic system. Neither known Him. This is the negative conjunction, ude, plus the perfect active indicative of gnosko, plus the accusative singular of autos. Ude looks like this. O-U-D-E. Ude. Ude joins negative sentences or clauses to others of the same kind. It's correctly translated and not or nor. And this time we have the verb gnosko. Gnosko. G-I-N long O-S-K long O. Gnosko. This is an intensive perfect. You sinned in the past and entered into the cosmic system with the result that you do not know Christ now. Not only can you not see Him because you're blinded, you're walking in darkness, but you do not know Him. One, gnosko means to know or to come to know. Gnosko means to know or to come to know. Two, the believer who sins and enters the cosmic system is not only overtaken by spiritual blindness, but he's also ignorant of who and what the Lord Jesus Christ is. The believer who sins and enters the cosmic system is not only overtaken by spiritual blindness, But he is also ignorant of who and what the Lord Jesus Christ is. When the believer sins, he is in a not knowing condition with reference to Jesus Christ. The intensive pronoun autos is used for the third person personal pronoun him being the Lord Jesus Christ. So when the believer sins, he is in a not knowing condition with reference to Jesus Christ. For the believer will only come to know the Lord Jesus Christ when he obeys his mandates. 1 John 2 verse 3. Obey his mandates to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. Obey his mandates to love one another, have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Then you will have personal love for God the Father and occupation with Jesus Christ. 5. The one who claims to know him but does not obey his mandates to live the spiritual life is a liar, and the absolute truth is not in him. 1 John 2 verse 4. The one who claims to know him but does not obey his mandates to live the spiritual life is a liar, and the absolute truth is not in him. 1 John 2, 4. 6. You cannot love the Lord Jesus Christ if you don't know him. You cannot love the Lord Jesus Christ if you don't know him. 7. You cannot know him apart from living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. The filling of the Spirit, consistent and faithful metabolization of the Word of God, executing God's plan, will, and purpose for your life. You can't know him apart from living the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. 8. You can't know him living your life in Satan's cosmic system. Interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred. You can't know him living your life in Satan's cosmic system, interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred. 9. When the believer obeys the mandates of the Word of God to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, then virtue love is brought to completion in his heart. 1 John 2, 5. And when virtue love is brought to completion in your heart, now you do know God the Father. You have personal love for God the Father, which motivates impersonal love for all. And you have occupation with Jesus Christ. So 10. Now he not only knows Jesus Christ, but he loves Jesus Christ. Occupation with Christ, because virtue love has been brought to completion in his heart. So when the believer obeys the mandates of the Word of God to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, then virtue love is brought to completion in his heart. Now he not only knows Jesus Christ, but he loves Jesus Christ. Occupation with Christ. 11. Occupation with Christ is the greatest motivation of the spiritual life. The greatest motivation of the spiritual life. Love for Jesus Christ. There's a million things going on out there. There's more things going on today. We have more technology. We're in the super tech, high tech age. I'm not impressed. I don't even type. How about that? Everything is written out by hand. This is what they used to do when Moses was around. That gives you an idea of how old I am. I'm not interested in all the high-tech crap. You got all these things that you can do. Well, you know what? It doesn't mean a damn thing to me. What means everything to me is my Lord. And I'm his slave. I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm his doulos. And I love being his doulos. And I'm here to serve him. And that's why, for me, I come here every day. Come here every day and go word by word in the Greek, word by word in the Hebrew. Sometimes I get stuck and I'll get home and Deb will ask, well, how did it go? I said, you know what? It's a really difficult passage, and I just want to make sure that I know exactly what God the Holy Spirit is trying to say here. And so I keep praying, teaching, illuminating, recalling ministry of the Spirit. And he answers those prayers. Sometimes right in the middle of the night. Go to bed and I hear my dog snoring. Hear my wife snoring. And then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit just communicates. He didn't talk out loud. My mind is constantly going on what I was studying. And he brings to mind passage or this, go to this. As soon as I get there, thank you, sir. Today I was in there. Of course, I was working on a couple chapters down the road. But I said, I know. That there's a major passage that deals with what is here. And I just started going through the Gospel of John and went through chapter after chapter after chapter, and all of a sudden, bingo! Oh, wow! This is it! You're going to love it. This is it. Thank you, sir. So occupation with Christ is the greatest motivation of the spiritual life. 12. However, involvement in the cosmic system destroys any possibility of spiritual momentum, spiritual growth, or ever attaining occupation with Christ. However, involvement, living your life in darkness, living your life in the darkness of the cosmic system, interlocking systems of arrogance, interlocking systems of hatred, destroys any possibility of spiritual momentum, spiritual growth, or ever attaining occupation with Christ. 13. Occupation with Christ is absolutely impossible to achieve apart from living the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. Occupation with Christ is absolutely impossible to achieve apart from living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. 14. The only way to recover and get back into your spiritual life is rebound. And we're going to have to redo some things and rebound. You've heard rebound many times here. The condition, if we acknowledge our sins to God, that's the condition. He, God, forgives us our sins that we acknowledge. That's awesome. That's great. But greater than that, way greater than that, He cleanses us from all unrighteousness, all wrongdoing. And that is far, far greater than forgiving us our sins. Because our unrighteousness and wrongdoing is far, far worse than the sins we committed. So we're going to go through rebound. I know a lot of you think you know everything there is to know. Well, that's fine. I should just give me your phone number. I'll call you up. You can help me get my message here. But we're going to see if we acknowledge our sins to God, He is faithful and just to forgive us those sins. Yes, absolutely. And that's great. But also to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, all wrongdoing. And there are things in that which are far, far worse than the sins you committed. So we will see that next week. Thought we might get to it today. But if I get to it today, you won't go home till 10 o'clock. Father, we thank you, sir, for your grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.